SBS Radio.
From New York to London and every corner of the globe, more than 1 million Australians are living and working overseas. But new research shows a growing reluctance to hire returning expats. The findings come in a new report prepared by Jobsite Indeed and Advance, an Australian organisation helping Australians move and work overseas. Jay Munro, head of Career Insights at Indeed, explains why the company helped prepare the survey.
So we partnered with Advance because we realised that many Australians leave our shores to try their luck overseas at, you know, trying new jobs or advancing their careers. We're curious what happens when they actually return to Australia, how easy it is to get a job. Around one third of the expats that we spoke to in this study actually said that they're not even landing an interview, which is surprising considering they've been doing the same jobs just overseas.
Catherine O'Regan spent 3 years working in the United States managing non-profit organisations before she became CEO of the Sydney Business Chamber. She says it was tough re-entering the job market back home.
There seemed to be quite a struggle with both employers and recruiters in Australia, recognising what I'd actually done over the years in the US. And that's despite, you know, we speak the same language, we think we actually know each other well, but it really became, don't tell me about what happened over there, what did you do before you went?
Ms. O'Regan is not alone in her experience. The study found 85% of expats have struggled to find work. Two-thirds say they've considered heading back overseas again. 83% of recruiters in Australia said they were cautious about recommending newly returned expats for jobs. Many believed expats expected a higher salary or did not have enough local contacts. Advance CEO Maria McNamara says networking is key to helping professionals reintegrate.
If you're planning to come home, we encourage you to become involved and we encourage you to find opportunities to come home and engage with the local market so that you can rebuild your relationships.
She is also urging employers to consider the benefits of hiring an expat.
When you're a high-growth company looking to scale, you don't have to be convinced to hire an expat because you're absolutely after their skills, their expertise, their insight and their connections. And many of the startups are global from the get-go. So I think it really is just a question of opening the global market to existing companies because markets are global, money is global, expertise is now needing to be global.
sbs.com.au